Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings, everyone. Let's jump right into our topic, my friends, and that topic is simply keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. I don't know about you, but I am fascinated with comeback stories. The stories of football teams or sports teams that are down by a great number and they end up coming back. I'm also fascinated by those who have suffered from illnesses, diseases, and such and have come back and they're now operating in full health. I'm even fascinated with the comeback story when it relates to individuals that may have lost resources and revenue in businesses that have failed and they've found a way to climb back to the top. Well, all of those have one thing in common. The comeback story is grounded in the philosophy of hope. Everybody says that the only way you're going to win, no matter what you do in life, is hope has to remain in everybody that you come in contact with. Well, when it comes to building a business, when we build businesses, we're building teams. And the way to build effective teams is mastering the art of keeping hope alive. What are you doing to make sure that those that are on your team continue to maintain that drive and that desire to do better and better every day? What happens when someone gets discouraged and they fall back? How do you get them to restore that hope and to get back on the right track? In this lesson, we're going to outline the four key components to keeping hope alive, not only for yourself, but for every person on your team. Remember, to do well in business, it requires more efforts than our own. It requires the efforts of other people. And our biggest job as leaders is to keep hope alive. That H in our HOPE acronym reminds us that it all begins with habits. Dr. Frank Crane, a late author, once wrote, "Habits are better than rules. You don't have to keep them. They keep you." You think about the habits that we developed over the course of our lives. And of course, we've got our morning routine. Some of you get up every morning and you do the same things. You brush your teeth, you wash your face, you take a shower, you shave, you do all the things that you do. And those things are so habitual that no matter what goes on, your morning is going to start that way. Well, imagine if those same type of habits are translated to business, where every day you know that there's a certain number of calls or emails or appointments or meetings or presentations that are going to be made. That every day that you know that certain habits are going to take place and permeate throughout your team. Those that commit habits to mastery are the first to have hope. I've got a habit that it's hard for me to eat before I work out. I have to work out before I eat anything. And there have been times when I've traveled and I've been on a plane and had to get up early and didn't get the opportunity to work out like I wanted. And as soon as I met the party I was meeting, when I got to the city, they wanted to take me to eat. Well, I would excuse myself and go to the restroom and I would do some simple exercises, sometimes just deep knee bends, because I would feel guilty if I did not work out before I ate. That's the power of habits, my friends and neighbors, that no matter what, you want to make sure that a habit keeps hope alive. That's the key to first step to making sure the team maintains confidence. The O in our HOPE acronym reminds us of the importance of being optimistic. Everybody should see the good in what they do. Remember, there is always a bright side. The glass is always half full. It's never half empty. And everything my team does has to be celebrated because I have to remember there is always a bright side. You know, when we think about optimism, we have to think of it in these terms. The late 19th century philosopher William James once said, "Pessimism leads to weakness. Optimism leads to power." If I want a powerful team, I've got to make sure they can see the bright side. Yes, they may have been rejected, but I'm going to ask, how did your presentation go? And as soon as I hear that they made a proper transition or presented something in the right way, I'm patting them on the back and say, man, forget about the fact that they didn't sign up. Something must be wrong with them. But look at the way you presented it. That is awesome. There is always a bright side. There have been people that have been stranded on deserted islands and on mountaintops, and they always maintained a level of optimism perfectionism, and that's the way they were able to make it. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, if you can instill an optimism in your team that you're always looking on the bright side, there is never a pessimistic outlook, there's never a gloom and doom mentality or conversation. It is always excitable, energetic, upbeat, positive, and no matter how bad it may look on the surface, you're looking deeper into it in order to make them know that there is a bright side. That P in our HOPE acronym reminds us of the importance of preparation. I think in keeping hope alive is probably one of the most fundamental components. In sports, it's called practice. In business, it's called preparation. When you think about preparation, I'm always interested in sports teams, particularly the basketball teams, that spend hours practicing the last second shot. Now think about it. The last second of a game is only going to happen at the end of a game, at the last second, only one time. But there are teams that run plays in practice as if there were only 5 seconds on the clock, and they work to see how they can get a playoff with 5 seconds or 4 seconds or 3 seconds. And games are won and lost oftentimes based on the play the coach draws up in that last second. And it's not a play that they didn't practice. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to sit down with your team and prepare them. You can prepare them through role play, acting as if they're making a presentation even though there's no client sitting on the other side. You can prepare them mentally by encouraging them to read specific books or to even listen to a podcast every day. You can encourage and prepare them in several different ways, and preparation leads to hope because then their confidence builds. I would do with my team oftentimes with our staff and employees, depending on their role. We would pretend that we were communicating with an irate customer. They'd have to show a role play of how to get that customer from agitated to excitable again and to communicating all within a short amount of time. We role play everything because we wanted to make sure that every situation we could possibly see had been practiced by us. And guess what? The more we prepared when the situations did arise, we were excited about it because we knew we could handle it. Finally, my friends and neighbors, that E in our HOPE acronym reminds us of the importance to epitomize. Epitomize is simply walking the example of what you want your team to be. When I think about the power of epitomizing, I think of my father. He taught me how to be a man. I never saw him or heard him raise his voice to my mother. He was not a cursor or a drinker or a smoker. He was calm in every situation. He didn't seem to be bound by any bad habits, and there was nothing that could upset him. He seemed to be in complete control of the house, and if there was something that went wrong, it could be a thunderstorm outside and everybody's looking to take shelter, he'd still be doing the same thing, watching television, relaxed and calm, never over the top. And it taught me so much about how to have a cool and calm and collected mentality. My friends and neighbors, remember, you are the epitome of leadership on your team. You are the one they're going to look to when they think about examples for success and greatness. You're the one that they're going to look to when they want to be better than they've ever been before. Embrace that opportunity to epitomize greatness and leadership and excellence in front of them at all times. My friends, if you enjoyed this brief training segment, you'll love the online video soft skills courses offered by Success Training Institute. Contact the person who sent you this podcast and find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.